Many Christians in every period of history have suffered from persecution. This will not always be the case, however, for Christ will return to put down the enemies of Christian truth. How do we know this is a fact? Simply because he said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." Every believer possesses this wonderful hope. Chapters 14 through 17 of John's Gospel provide the Holy of Holies of the book. There is no break following chapter 13. The scene continues in the upper room. In the first three verses, we see the provision, the prospect, and the prophecy. As to the provision, the Lord Jesus said in verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." For centuries the Jews had believed in God the Father, though no man hath seen God at any time. Soon the Lord Jesus would not be seen, even by his disciples. As the Old Testament saints had trusted God the Father in the past, so the disciples should fully trust Christ in the days to come, for his divine eye would be on them constantly. Simon Peter had asked, "Lord, whither goest thou?" Christ did not answer his question immediately, but he does here. We notice in verses 2 and 3, he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." You see, the believer's prospect for the future is wonderful. It should not be thought that God has a great house in heaven with walls, a roof, and rooms. The expression "the Father's house" means that heaven is a place for the family of God. The Lord has made this provision for his family. Heaven is home for those who love the Lord. This earth is not our home. Here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. We are strangers and pilgrims on the earth, but we shall not be strangers and pilgrims in our Father's house. The Lord Jesus spoke of many mansions. A better translation would be many abiding places or resting places. In other words, there is plenty of room in heaven. Very often in Eastern homes, large families had small dwelling places, but in their Father's house, no one will be forced into a cramped quarter of any kind. The prophecy is in verse 3, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." The fact of the prepared place is repeated. In light of this, Jesus declares, "I will come again." There is no question about our Lord's ascension into heaven to prepare a place for us. Since the first has been completed, we may look forward confidently to the second. There was no need for the disciples to be troubled because of Christ's departure, for he would come back again to gather his family together unto himself, never to leave them again. There are some who interpret this to mean our Lord would come back to them after his resurrection. But this seems unreasonable. In practically every case where Christ refers to his coming again, it means his second advent. He came into the world once, born of the humble and lowly virgin. Throughout the Word of God, we are told that he will come back again in mighty power to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There are those also who say that the coming of Christ takes place at the believer's death, that it is then that he comes and takes them to heaven. Still others declare that he came on the day of Pentecost in the person of the Holy Spirit. But these ideas cannot be reconciled with the many verses in the Bible that teach otherwise. Notice what Jesus said in Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 28. "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Do these phenomenal events occur when a believer dies? Did they transpire on the day of Pentecost? The Lord Jesus will return visibly, bodily, even as he said he would. And if I go, Jesus said, and prepare a place for you, I will come again. It is thrilling to know that he will return for his own. He declared, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Paul called this the blessed hope. Indeed, it is the blessed hope of all believers living in a world of sin, sorrow, and tragedy. We can look up with expectancy. The time is coming when we shall meet the Lord in the air, according to his wonderful promise. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. God says, comfort ye one another with these words. What a comfort to know that our Lord is coming back again. I hope you're ready to meet him when he comes. Friend, the only way to be ready is to be born again, to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. You are a sinner by nature, and only Christ can forgive sin. If you've never trusted him, I hope you'll do it right now. God loves you. He wants to see you saved and prepared for eternity, and the only way is through Christ, God's Son. Trust him now as your Savior and Lord, as we pray together. Blessed God, we thank you for the wonderful hope we have as believers of knowing that when Christ comes, we shall meet him in the air. And we also know if we die before he comes, we shall meet him in heaven, because this is the promise of your word. Your word is truth, and we believe you, Father. We know you cannot fail because you are Almighty God. Help some unbeliever to trust in Jesus Christ at this moment, I pray. In his blessed name, amen.